issue, I'm excited.
We are back in the press area. Jane Southall is looking particularly glamorous today, Jane. I mean, you normally usually have the exquisite taste, but today, I must say, you've just taken a quantum leap forward.
Thank you very much. We have got a royal visit today, so I thought I had to put my posh frock on.
And the royal visitor isn't Lou Bevan, it's amazing. Lou, thoughts from yourself?
A white rose for Yorkshire. Here in Lincolnshire.
Very well done.
Yes, thank you.
So as we head towards the whole thing, obviously Countess of Wessex today, yesterday I thought was superlative. Lincolnshire show, it's got its mojo back in every sense of the word.
I think it has. I think it's great. There was a real buzz yesterday. Lots of people are here, lots of happy people, and lots of great media coverage, interviewing people who were happy and what they were enjoying. It was really positive, which is great.
Lou, your thoughts?
You put the show on and we'll come. And you've been doing it for 100 and blob years now, and it's getting better and better.
It is. I'm not responsible for the 129 years of it, but and I won't be for the next 129, but yeah, I'm sure we want to keep it vibrant, don't we?
Lou, you said it was a top year for general livestock and farms in general, yes?
Listen, I'm Yorkshireman. I love doing the Yorkshire show with you, but Lincolnshire is the most agricultural county in the great country of England, and this show knows how to put it on like no other. Simple as.
There we have it, Jane.
No, you couldn't say any better than that. Thank you, and I'll pay you later.
Jane, we'll speak again later. Take care now.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we've just had the press briefing for day two of the Lincolnshire Show 2013. Ed, we've been joined by a legend in rural reporting.
It will be Lou Bevan.
It would be Lou Bevan. Lou, welcome aboard, second part of the show today.
Good morning, one and all.
Okay, Oliver, questions for Lou.
How did you manage to get a rabbit that big?
Just point out to the listener that Lou's just revealed some very important information that he's helped to breed a rabbit, or was responsible for that, which is now the official largest in Europe.
Yeah, she was the largest of her colour, Agouti. She is the largest of her kind in Europe.
A genetically modified rabbit?
No comment.
Okay, Oliver, back to you.
How long have you been into rabbits?
nice of you to ask. I cannot remember ever not having a rabbit in the garden. 60 years.
Ed.
Well, I'm very impressed by Gertrude, Lou, but I had a couple of Dutch rabbits myself. I had one called Sooty, one called Toby. My rabbit, Toby, used to run away from home for 2 weeks at a time and come back, open the front door in the morning, there he would be sitting looking at me. Do rabbits have a strong homing instinct like I believe they do?
No.
Well, mine did. So mine broke the mould there.
Rabbits are a bit like cats. Two people can think they own the same one, as it spends a week here, and then a week there, and a week here, and a week there.
Laura, we'll bring you in on this one. Thoughts for Lou?
With Gertrude, the massive rabbit, just what, like, breed is it?
She's a Vlaamse Reuze. It translates quite simply as the giant race. 200 years ago, we went from England to Belgium, and we found this breed. We brought them back, and we called them the Flemish Giant, because obviously we bought them from the Flemish people and they were a giant rabbit, but in their own local area they're just known as the Vlaamse Reuze.
Katie?
What are you looking forward to at the Lincolnshire Show?
Everything. As I just explained there to the lady,
Jane Southall.
Yeah, to Jane. I'm a Yorkshireman and I love the Yorkshire Show. Hopefully we'll get 3 days this year, not one day. Lincolnshire is basically the best agricultural county in England, without doubt. And so I look forward to this show for the agricultural side, not just the livestock, but the food production and things like this. This is the best. It's the backbone of the country, really. I mean, regarding food production, this county is up there on its own. So that's what I enjoy about seeing the best of the best.
Ben?
Well, guys, if you're breeding these massive rabbits, are they for pets, food, the meat, or is it just to say, I've got a really, really big rabbit?
Do you want to share the Teletubby's tale, actually, Lou? Because I know we've worked through that, but it's an interesting line, really.
Yeah. Believe it or not, 20-odd years ago, I'll ask you a question now, if I may. The manager of Ragdoll Productions, who make the Teletubbies, came to me and said, oh, we've got a lady that's had a story idea. So we opened out a thing which I later learned was a storyboard, you know, where you draw your pictures. Okay. And she'd drawn the pictures of these rabbits, and he said, you know, could you help us? We understand you are the rabbit man. We're looking for something. And I pointed and said, oh, you mean Vlaams Roos? And he said, no, this is a cartoon. I said, you want me to find rabbits that are this big in relation to people? Why? Do they exist? I said, yeah. I'll have them here next week. How many do you want? He said, 10. Right, I bought these rabbits for £10 each. I sold them to Ragdoll Productions for £100 each. I did incur expenses, so I had to go to Belgium to get them. Did I do a good deal, yes or no?
I'd probably count that as a win. But
Laura?
I think it's amazing. I didn't even realise.
Katie?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good deal?
Yeah, definitely a good deal.
Ed?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Had I leased the rabbits at 25p per television appearance, I would now be in receipt of excess of £1.6 million.
Wow. So you all got it wrong.
So did I.
It just goes to show. Ed, any final thoughts?
Other than Jane mentioned that the sun was going to break through, and Lou, you're going to be out and about today, all taking it all in, are you?
Oh yeah, I mean, you get out there and look. And if you don't understand what you're looking at, go and ask the person that's exhibiting it to explain it a little bit, because the depth of quality that's out there today is, it's outstanding.
Okay, we've got another just a general sort of quick question, etc. Oliver, difference between dairy and beef, cattle that is.
Oh gosh, isn't it that one of them has a bigger...
You remembered what I said?
Yes, that one.
Bigger backside, Leo?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate? As we're just about to head into the cattle sheds with Lincoln Red and various other areas.
Okay, we'll head in now to the cattle. The basic thing I'm going to say to you is shape. You're going to notice massive differences in shape. The animal that's bred to give milk, they do not care about anything else about her than the fact that she gives tons of milk. Therefore, she's what I will say triangular, which I'll point out in a minute. Whereas when we see the beef animal, milk is of no importance whatsoever. So long as the female gives enough milk to rear her calf, i.e. 4 pints a day, 2 litres, to you metric people, that's enough. Whereas the dairy beast is giving anything up to 50 litres a day. So the emphasis is from A to Z, which are the main things that we'll point out. And as you refer to the arse, or the hind quarter, as we refer to it in meat trades, yeah, it's greatly, greatly exaggerated. If we see the Belgian blue, there's a term we use called double muscling. Everywhere where a normal beast has got a single muscle, the Belgian blue has got two muscles. So you can imagine the amount of room that takes up.
Are you okay with the double muscling, Laura?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay then, let's go.
Okay.